Welcome to the Not New Movie Welcome Review 2020. Welcome to the
Not New Movie Review
2020.
2020.
What a great year it's been.
I'm Ross.
I'm Jeremy.
And this is the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes and losses, all according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Their critical darlings and their critical rotten stepchildren.
Yeah, for real.
Is that alcoholic what you're drinking, or just a sparkling drink?
No, it's just sparkling strawberry juice.
Gonna get a little tipsy?
Sparkling strawberry juice.
He slurred his words. He's getting tipsy.
Today's my Sunday, so no.
No.
On the Lord's Day, you know.
Today's my second Friday.
Oh, because you had like a day off and then...
Yeah, okay. I had Wednesday off. I have tomorrow off.
You know who doesn't take a day off, though?
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. That's right.
Yeah, right. Because what are we gassing up on?
Diesel fuel.
Diesel fuel. Yeah, that's right. We've been gassing up for a while now. Actually, no. We've been pretty on schedule so far.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is the smoothest any of the series have got. Maybe remote recording makes it, because you can just do it whenever.
Yeah, I think just because we don't have to coordinate meeting up.
I mean, as much as I love looking you in the eyes.
I mean, I'm still looking you in the eyes.
True.
Just not directly.
You see the poster, of course.
What is that? Show me.
It's a poster.
Oh, Big Trouble. Yeah, Big Trouble in Little China.
And then over there is the Gudetama calendar. He's a lazy egg.
I see that.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's me.
Oh, I thought it said August. I was like, you're time traveling.
I wish.
I know you're a cheater. I know you're a time traveling cheater.
No, I refuse. Like, when I hear people like, oh, I time traveled and I got this in Animal Crossing, I'm like, you fuck.
That's not what number one video game expert Colin said.
Well, he lied. Whenever I'm doing, like, literally the one day I was on the toilet and he's like, he's time traveling. I was like, I'm on the toilet.
I don't know. Because you have that upgraded Nook store. I don't know if I.
I just got it. I just got it the other day. And I've been playing since day one, bitch. You jumped on the bandwagon, but anyways.
Oh, jumped on the bandwagon.
Vin Diesel.
Do you think he plays Animal Crossing?
No, he's too busy playing tough guy games like Dungeons and Dragons.
That's true. Who does play Animal Crossing?
Gary Wood and Elijah Wood.
Mostly Elijah Wood. That's about it.
Yeah. But, and Brie Larson. But, what was I going to say? Which is Dungeons and Dragons, it almost makes me wish we were doing a Last Witch Hunter episode, because that movie is literally based on one of his Dungeons and Dragons campaigns.
What? Really?
Literally, yeah. Like, he loves Dungeons and Dragons so much, he got a movie made that's kind of, like, loosely based on one of his campaigns.
Oh my god.
It's a terrible movie, but just, so many of his movies, like, the reasons he does them make them worthwhile.
Yeah, right?
Like, I don't know, this one, like I said, I've become a little, we'll get into it. Like, this movie, today's movie is A Man Apart.
That's right.
Or my girlfriend told me to call it A Man Who Farts.
But that's pretty good.
In the beginning, I was like, this movie sucks. It put me to sleep. It gets a little better. I think it's elevated because F. Gary Gray is a good director.
You know what?
For the most part.
We'll get into it. But before we get to that.
I fucking hate his goatee, though.
Really?
Oh, I forgot. I got to open up Letterboxd. Let's see.
Before we get to that, let's talk about what we've been watching.
What have you been watching?
Let me tell you. Oh, I got some good stuff for you.
Really?
Ready for this? This is a lineup. So
what
since,
do you got? You go first.
Since Bloodshot.
Yeah.
I've seen Good Will Hunting. On a rewatch.
I don't know if I'll ever watch it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easily Robin Williams' best movie. It might be the
more
most...
More than Flubber?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It might be the most deserved Oscar, in the history of Oscars. I think,
did he win an Oscar for that?
I think that's his only Oscar, I believe.
Huh.
Let's do some research here. Robin Wills. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon also won an Oscar for that in their first, big...
Oh, they won for a screenplay, right?
Right, yeah.
You know, I just realized I never logged Bloodshot, so I'm going to do that while you tell me what you've been watching.
So Robin Williams won Yeah, it's his only Oscars for Best Supporting Actor in it.
Wow.
He was nominated two more times in The Fisher King and Dead Poets Society, which I can see. I've only seen Dead Poets Society, but I could see a nomination for that as well.
No, Good Will Hunting is one of those movies that, like, it's probably good, but it's like...
It's so good.
It's like Shawshank Redemption.
Exactly.
Like,
it is in that upper echelon
Or like, if you ask like a basic person who just watches movies, they'll be like, what's a great movie? They'd be like, oh, Shawshank. Oh, Good
Will
Hunting.
True. This is true.
Oh, Forrest Gump, you know?
Mm-hmm. I could see that. But I also respect it. I respect the movie because it is so good. All right, then after that, I watched Jumanji, the original.
The original?
Yep. Because I was going through Robin Williams movies. Then after that, I switched over to another American sweetheart.
What'd you watch? What is it?
Captain Phillips.
A movie I need to see, but I've heard Tom Hanks is incredible in it.
Oh, he is. He brings it. Oh, my God.
I am the captain now.
Thank Hanks. He is.
Thank Hanks. Thanks, Hanks.
Thanks, Hanks.
A survivor of COVID.
Yeah, for real.
Round of applause.
Oh, hold on.
Wow, that just made my levels spike so much.
He is really good. And then just last night, we had a movie night last night.
Ooh.
And I watched Hustlers.
A fucking amazing movie.
Okay, it's good.
How good is J-Lo in that movie?
No, I think Constance Wu is better than J-Lo.
No, we are ending this call.
No, because the part where she's crying in front of the reporter, I think that deserves...
No, J-Lo is out of this world in that movie.
J-Lo's good, but I think Constance Wu's... I think
we should cancel the Oscars because they didn't nominate her.
Her arc is better, I think.
What else did you watch?
No, that was it. And then this morning I did Man's Parts. Yeah,
it's a really bland title. Like it literally, it's just
it
like,
is. Yeah,
what do we call this movie? Yeah, fucking, he's a man. He's falling apart or some shit. Who cares?
It is really bad. Yeah.
All right, so I've been really slacking on my movie watching. I've been watching like a lot of TV and stuff. But, like, my movie watching's been kind of in the toilet. I need to get back on it.
Well, Devs is over, so I haven't been watching.
I need to watch
TV.
Devs. There's a lot of TV I need to watch.
But I
There's
got
TV
some shows on my,
yeah,
you know, list, but.
Yeah, I need to watch. I just need to watch more. So I've been playing a lot of fucking Animal Crossing. What can I say?
Oh, me too.
But, so I rewatched the original Scooby-Doo movie from 2001 or whatever.
Oh, the Zombie Island?
No, the live action one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's fun. It's whatever. I think it's obviously, it doesn't hold up perfectly, but I think for what it is, it's fun to watch, you know?
Yeah.
It's directed by your boy, Raja Gosnell.
Oh, wait. The first one definitely holds up. What are you talking about?
I mean, there's some outdated stuff. Like, it's cool, though. It's fun.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch rewatch Monsters Unleashed, see how that holds up.
You mean who cameos in that? Who's the singer that cameos in that?
Oh, Sugar Ray.
Yeah, do you think the Sugar Ray reference, that's not outdated?
A little bit. And then I rewatched a excellent movie, Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Oh my God, I just remembered. No, okay, you go first. I just remembered a movie I didn't log, so...
All right, well, Looney Tunes Back in Action, directed by Joe Dante, starring Brendan Fraser, easily trounces Space Jam, but honestly, that's not hard to do. Space Jam is one of those movies we hold up so high in our memory because we liked it as kids, but you rewatch it, and it's like, it's okay, it's fine.
Well, here's a fun fact. I have never seen Space Jam.
Well, you don't need to. Have you seen Looney Tunes Back in Action?
No.
It fucking rules. It's so good. It's
so
good.
But isn't
that
the one that killed Brendan Fraser or something?
You mean like in real life or like his career?
No, like his career, isn't that? Didn't he do that movie and then didn't do anything for a while?
No, he did a lot of stuff after. Like he kind of killed his own career, and not in like because he was bad, but because like, well, he killed him. Like it's really tragic, actually. Like he like obviously he did, he made some bad choices career wise.
Mm-hmm.
He really hurt his own body trying to do his own stunts. And then like,
he was one of those guys.
And he was also like, sexually harassed, I guess. And that probably messed with him too.
Hmm.
So it's a tragedy. Like his career got killed, but not like, I say he killed his own career, but like not because he like did anything wrong, just because Hollywood's a horrible machine that chews people up and spits them out. But no, you should. It's on Netflix. You should watch it. It rules. All right, what movie did you forget to log?
Oh, this is the one that I wanted to tell you about.
What's that?
Knives Out.
Isn't it okay? You liked it, right?
Oh man! Oh, it's a movie.
It's so good. Oh, God, I saw it in theaters twice because my girlfriend wanted to see it, but also because like with mysteries like that, when you watch the first time, you're just trying to take in the mystery,
right?
But you watch this movie a second time, there are so many little things you notice when you know what happens.
I'll have to do a second watch.
It's literally like he has like a web in front of you, and like the first time you watch it, you're like, oh, where are like the knots in this web? And the second time you watch it, you're like, holy shit, I see where everything ties together.
I watched one special feature thing, which was Rian Johnson talking about how he came up with the plot. And now I don't want to spoil it. Nah, forget it. I don't.
Yeah, no, it's one of those movies where like three times during the movie, it makes you think you know what this like.
It definitely does.
What's going on, and then it's like, nope, just kidding. Nope, just kidding. But like not in like an annoying way. It's like in a way where like it literally just unravels in front of you. How good is Ana de Armas in that movie?
Oh, so good.
Everyone's amazing in that movie. God, I love it. And we're getting another one, DuBlanc. They're gonna treat it like Sherlock's Holmes stories, where Daniel Craig's character is just gonna solve all their mysteries.
I love that.
It's so exciting. God.
All
right.
I want him to fight Pierrot.
Oh, you want him to fight the Murder on the Orient Express guy?
Yeah, I want like a detective off. I want them to both come into the same. It'd be interesting.
It'd be interesting. Who knows if we're gonna actually see it. Death on the Nile was supposed to come out this like summer or this.
That's true. Yeah.
This who knows if who like every pretty much every movie is up in the air at this point. But yeah. But then I watched. I'm slowly working my way through the Resident Evil movies. Still a year later, I watched Resident Evil Apocalypse. It sucks ass. Don't ever watch it unless you. I mean, watch it in the context of the series. Like it's the only because everyone's like it's the worst Resident Evil. And I vastly underestimated when they said that because it truly does suck. It's terrible. A lot of the movies are fun so far. Like the first one's fun. I'm kind of watching the third one in chunks. It's fun. I've heard talk of this movie called Tammy and the T-Rex. This cult movie from the 90s has Paul Walker and Denise Richards in it. A really young Paul Walker.
Right, yeah.
And how insane this movie is. This movie, it's on Shudder, which is like a horror streaming service, is fucking insane.
You have Shudder?
I do have Shudder.
Is it good?
If you like horror movies, yeah. The plot of the movie is a girl, Denise Richards, is dating Paul Walker. Her ex-boyfriend beats up and almost kills Paul Walker. He gets kidnapped by a German, I think, pretty sure he's German scientist, has his brain put into an animatronic dinosaur. And so his body is conscious in the animatronic dinosaur, continues to date Denise Richards as they try to figure out what to do. And he kills and eats people along the way. And the reason this movie was made is because I guess the director knew a guy who had an actual animatronic dinosaur. Like the animatronic dinosaur in this is like Jurassic Park level, a giant animatronic dinosaur that moves. Whoa. And he's like, we need to make a movie about this. So they wrote Tammy and the T-Rex. It's insane. Yeah. But other than that, I watched Man Who Farts.
Nice.
And I've been watching, I'm trying to think of what show is, like, I don't know. I've been watching, I started the new season of What We Do in the Shadows, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, TV-wise, I'm not, I don't have a lot going on. I mean, I finished Devs. I've been watching these Apple TV Plus shows.
Ooh, that reminds me that the Beastie Boys documentary directed by Spike Jonze comes out today.
Now, okay, so here's the thing. I just watched the first half hour before you sent out the pod signal.
Yeah.
It's pretty good so far. It's not a documentary.
Well, I saw that like they're like live on stage like talking about their career.
Yeah, it's like a live documentary kind of.
Yeah. But I mean, I just love the Beastie Boys so much.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Even more than you.
Sure, okay, yeah, whatever.
I like to throw the gun like that. Alright, I'm gonna switch back to seeing you. Alright, there you are.
Oh, there you are.
I'm gonna get comfy. So, don't mind me.
The new season of Killing Eve is out. I gotta watch that. It's one of my favorite shows. I still
need to watch the first season.
New season of Future Man is out.
Still need to watch that.
Oh, this new Apple TV Plus show with Chris Evans. Gotta watch that.
A lot of those Apple TV Plus shows kind of look like Dookie to me.
they're
amazing.
They're very hit or miss.
The Amazing Stories is really a big bummer to me because what made the original Amazing Stories so special is that they brought in like really big directors of the time to direct the episodes. And I was looking at the list of directors for this and it's like, I mean, maybe some of them could end up being big directors, but what was exciting is the original Amazing Stories, they got like Martin Scorsese, Brad Bird, Steven Spielberg. They're like Robert Zemeckis. Like, they're like, hey, come in and direct an episode.
Yeah, I watched the first two and it's really not, it doesn't live up to.
Yeah. So, come on. Like, imagine if they picked, like, they like went with like the big directors right now. They're like, what if they got like Taika Waititi, Ryan Coogler,
Shia LaBeouf?
He's not a director. I mean, he's directed music videos.
What if he did? What if he?
That'd be cool. You know, that'd be cool. I mean, sure, sure. I wouldn't be against it.
I'm a big Shia fan.
So am I. You haven't seen Honey Boy yet, though, have you?
I know. No,
it's on Amazon Prime.
I don't have Amazon Prime.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like saying you don't have Netflix. I don't understand. You don't want free shipping?
I don't order that much, to be honest. I mean, I did just order something the other day, but
you paid shipping, probably.
No, free shipping. It was over a certain amount.
I don't understand you, but anyways.
All right.
Vin Diesel.
Let's see what he's been up to, shall we? It was just Earth Day, the other day.
Oh yeah, it was.
And I think he has a little message for us.
It better be good.
So let's see what we got here from Vin Diesel.
On behalf of myself and on behalf of Groot,
can you hear
the other vassals of the great planet, we wish
he said Groot
a very happy Earth Day. On behalf of myself.
Do you hear it?
Yeah. He said on behalf of myself, on behalf of Groot.
Yep. So, Vin Diesel wishes us a happy Earth Day. Then he has a selfie underneath that was posted five days ago. And it just says, happy creative, ... So, is he talking about himself?
I mean, he is a creative and he is happy.
You know what? So I don't think we've recorded since Easter, right?
No, we haven't.
Okay, so he also has an Easter message for us.
Hippity hop hop, hippity hop hop.
I think so.
I love that he embraces that he's Groot.
We wish you a happy Easter. Just a happy Easter message.
We wish you a happy Easter. Basically, he's just living life, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Being a wholesome man.
I like how quick these videos are, though. I will
it's
say
the opposite of Will Smith.
The Rock and Will Smith go on for a while.
They really do.
Okay, so The Man Apart.
It's such a bad title.
Jeremy, can you give us one of your brief synopsis?
Vin Diesel is a DEA agent. That stands for Drug Enforcement Agency. He's rough and tough. He used to be from the hood, now he's an agent. He busts a big drug cartel kingpin, and it leads to him getting wrapped up in some shenanigans, and his wife gets killed, and he goes on a rampage to avenge her.
kind of like John Wick.
It's like John Wick, but not nearly as good.
Love changes a man. Revenge tears him apart.
A man apart.
When Vedder's wife is killed in a botched hit organization by Diablo, he seeks revenge against those responsible. But in the process, Vedder and Hicks have to fight their way up the chain to get to Diablo, but it's easier said than done when all Vedder can focus on is revenge.
Is Hicks the last name of Demetrius?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. He was fun.
Yeah. But I mean, we by F. Gary Gray.
A man that I love. I mean, he made Friday, a movie I love.
Was that his first hit?
I want to say he was a music video director. He directed the music video for Waterfalls, and It Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. And then I think Friday was his first movie. And then I'm trying to think, there's a lot of his movies I haven't seen, but I know I like Friday.
Well, I got it.
Right. Straight out of Compton's great. We saw that together. Fate of the Furious, it's definitely one of the lesser Fast and Furiouses.
But we saw it.
We did see it.
The Italian Job.
I need to see that.
I've heard that's very good.
Oh, he directed Men in Black International. That movie kind of sucks.
He did a lot of Outkast music videos. He did a music video for Will Smith.
Oh, which one?
La Fiesta.
Never heard that song.
99. Oh. Looks like he did a movie with Queen Latifah. Oh, Jada Pinkett Smith, Queen Latifah.
Oh, Set It Off. I've heard that's a really good movie.
Yeah.
I need to see that. I was going to say something back when you were talking about this movie, A Man Apart, Vin Diesel. To me. Oh, okay. Keep going. I know what I was going to say.
So he did Set It Off, and then he did music videos in between. That was in like 96. Set It Off was in 96. And then A Man Apart was his next movie in 2003. And then The Italian Job, which I think The Italian
Job... is a remake.
Yeah. I think The Italian Job is probably what put him on the next bar, though.
Yeah, as far as like action movie director. Well, then he made Be Cool mm-hmm. with The Rock. And then didn't he make Law Abiding Citizen? Oh, no, he made The Negotiator, which I've seen parts of. That's a good movie, even though Kevin Spacey's bad.
Yeah, Law Abiding Citizen. I don't see The Negotiator on here.
That was back earlier
in his career. Oh, okay. Yeah,
and then after Law Abiding Citizen, he made Straight Outta Compton, right?
Yep.
Which is a great movie.
I like Law Abiding Citizen.
I need to see that. I've heard it's like trashy but fun, like in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
Straight Outta Compton. Although Straight Outta Compton, I will say, it's one of those movies where I feel like if you stopped the movie right after the Fuck the Police performance, it's a perfect movie.
What? You don't like anything after that?
Everything after is good, but it does feel like it gets into like the basic like music biopic, like, oh,
sure, yeah,
you know, like it's fun seeing like the stuff that happened afterward, but like if you were to cut the movie off like right after the Fuck the Police performance, that's a perfect movie. That is so good.
So I mean, to be honest, his movie career, yeah, his movie career is very up and down.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those like work for hire directors, it seems like. Like he doesn't, like, I don't want to take like his creative like output away from him or the way he chooses, but it seems like he more or less people bring him projects. Mm. You know, like I don't know if like maybe his earlier movies were like written and directed by F. Gary Gray, but it seems like he's like where I'd say like trying to think of an example of the opposite, like you got like a Quentin Tarantino. It's the extreme example of someone who always like he creates his own projects.
Yeah, I mean he goes from Law Abiding Citizen to the only out of all the movies I've seen of his, Straight Outta Compton is probably my favorite, and it's probably the most well done.
I'd say Friday is my favorite. I love Friday.
I haven't seen it.
It's so funny.
So he goes from Law Abiding Citizen to Straight Outta Compton, which is like way up.
Yeah.
And then Fate of the Furious. And then Men in Black International.
Yeah, he's on a downward spiral.
And then he's got two upcoming.
Which this movie we're about to talk about is the reason Vin hired him for Fate of the Furious, because he had a past relationship with him.
Right, and I could totally see it, too. Like, I could see the seeds being planted.
And I was honestly excited. I was like, he could make a fun Fast and Furious movie, but I feel like they kind of got away we'll talk more about Fast and Furious when we get to Furious 7, but, like F. Gary Gray, like, he kind of, I don't know, he wasn't able to, like, fully capture the magic of what makes Fast and Furious work, but I feel like it was also an awkward transition movie, because it was the first movie after Paul Walker was really right, gone.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I feel like they should have taken longer, you know, to, like, really, like, process and be like, how do we go forward? Because it looks like Fast 9, it looks like they might have figured out a way to, like, because, like, Paul Walker, everyone's like, oh, like, Paul Walker wasn't a good actor. But I feel like, but he brought, like, a certain amount of, like, charm and, like, heart to everything he was in.
I mean, this is the thing, though. If you want a Fast and Furious movie, all you need is Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
well, that's why it's tough now that you only have one half of that equation.
Everything else is extra. You know, everything else is guac and sour cream.
That's right, even though... I mean, guacamole might be good, but
you get the tortilla and the beef, and yeah, and you know that's your base.
But so a man apart or a man who farts.
Yep.
So that's today's movie. And well, I don't know. I guess we'll jump if we want to jump right into it. I mean, I hate it. I hate his goatee. I just don't like Vin. I don't like Vin Diesel with hair. I just don't. He doesn't need hair.
Now this movie was written by Christian Gudegast.
I love him. He's a great writer.
Do you?
Just kidding. I've never heard of him.
He's written... Let me see here.
I just realized I own this movie now.
So his first movie was for TV. It's called Soldier of Fortune.
I've heard of that movie.
Then his next one in 2001 was an actual... movie in theaters called Beyond the City Limits. And then 2003, A Man Apart. And then this one, very recent. So he goes from 2003 to 2016.
Damn.
London Has Fallen.
Oh, God.
And then 2018, Den of Thieves, which he also directed.
Oh, he directed that?
Yeah.
Okay, he rules. Den of Thieves fucking rules. Really? Really? Oh, my God. I love this guy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Den of Thieves. Gerard Butler plays a dirty, like, fucking horrible cop named, Big Mike. No, Big Nick. Big Nick. And the scene where you meet Big Nick, he walks onto a crime scene where there was just multiple shootings and murders and a robbery, grabs a half-eaten donut off the ground and starts eating it.
Oh, wow.
This movie... Oh, my God. That movie is fucking incredible.
Wow. Oh, so, my God. So you love this guy.
Holy shit. Yeah.
So you think he was just working out... He was just working out his writing chops with this one.
He's waiting until he could make his fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, I guess so.
God. Den of Thieves is like someone watched Heat and I was like, how can I remake this but also inject Monster energy drinks into its bloodstream.
This movie was nominated for one award.
Is it a Razzie?
No, it's a Teen Choice Award.
Oh, Jesus
for,
Christ.
For best movie actor.
Vin Diesel, I hope. All right, we need to... Or at the same time, 1, 2, 3, we're going to say who the MVP character of this movie is, and I hope you say the right answer.
Oh, man.
1, 2, 3, Big Sexy.
Oh, wait, no, what's his sidekick? I like his sidekick guy. What's his name?
Demetrius?
Yeah, yeah.
But Big Sexy, though.
No, Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, he's great.
He's good in this one.
Hollywood Jack.
Yeah.
But Big Sexy, though, if Big Sexy walks into that club with the fucking Gatling gun.
That's true.
Like, what is Big Sexy? I don't even think he's like a drug dealer. Like, because at or one point cop. he's like, at one point he's like, I hate cops. But he's also like, oh, I hate drug dealers. What do you do, Big Sexy? Why do you have a Gatling gun?
He's just one of the homies, you know.
Fucking love Big Sexy. And I was like, for some reason, I was expecting, because there's that weird moment where like Vin Diesel's like, I heard you came by the hospital. And at first, it seemed like he was suspicious of him. And I was like, oh, no, is Big Sexy going to be a bad guy? No, Big Sexy's just a fucking, he's a friend.
So this movie had a budget of $36 million.
It's very modest. It seems like a modestly budgeted movie.
It came out April 4th, 2003. So
around this time.
Yeah, around this time.
We would have seen it in theaters.
It only made that weekend, though. It only made 11.2 million.
There's a reason this movie doesn't come up that often.
But the gross worldwide is 44, so...
Yeah.
And I'm sure they just made that back, like, this weekend, so...
Do you think they'll ever make A Man Apart 2?
If it's what Vin Diesel wants, Vin Diesel gets, you know?
I mean, yeah, he can make it happen.
Yeah.
He's giving us three Riddick movies, so...
There was something else here. Oh, so this is interesting. The original title of the movie was Diablo.
That's a cooler title.
New Line Cinema had to change the title to avoid a lawsuit of the role-playing hack and slash video game Diablo.
Fuck you, Blizzard.
Yeah, right? And then...
I'm gonna beat the shit out of Colin when he gets home for that.
Yeah, yeah, so... Wait, I don't think that makes sense, though, because...
It's a pretty basic... Here's the thing. How do copyright things work when it comes to something that's as basic as that?
But also, I know with movies, you can have two movies have the same title. You can't copyright a title.
Yeah.
Now you can copyright a song title.
Yeah, and you can copyright like lyrics and stuff, I think, maybe.
And I'm sure you can copyright a video game title.
Really? I'm trying to imagine. I just want to go back in time. And
but you're telling me there's not a movie called Diablo already?
There has to be. I want to go back in time, meet the lawyers for Blizzard, and just give them all wedgies.
Or you're telling me there's not a movie called Fallout, or you know what I mean?
Mission Impossible Fallout, like what?
Well, just Fallout, I guess.
Just Fallout. Well, here's my thing. Like, what is their concern that people are going to get confused and be like, oh, they made a Diablo movie based on the game? Oh, wait, it stars Vin Diesel. No, like, I don't know. It's stupid. But I guess, you know, Man Apart, whatever. It's a stupid title.
So what do you think of this movie? Obviously, you didn't like it as much as I did.
Well, it starts out really stupid, I think. Like, it starts out like... I don't know. It's just this whole setup is just like... I've seen it a million times. Guy's wife gets killed because he went too far in his job, you know? And literally, there's one scene where it literally feels like a parody of this type of movie. Because, like, Vin Diesel, like, the opening, he's like, oh, like, he's like, I don't smoke. Like, Big Sexy, don't smoke in here. Like, I love my wife. I'm a wholesome guy. And then literally, as soon as he loses his wife...
Okay, but I love that barbecue.
No, that barbecue's kind of fun. But then as soon as he loses his wife, there's just that scene where all of a sudden he's got a full goatee. He's drinking a beer while smoking a cigarette. Like, it literally feels a parody of, like, the hour. It feels like a parody. It's like, I lost my wife. I'm gritty now.
Well, no, he was in the hospital for a while, right?
He was
shot. Because he was in, like, a coma or something. Obviously, his facial hair is going to grow. What do you think Dimitri's going to do? You think Dimitri's not going to shave his beard and make it look nice when he's laying there?
He should have shaved it off.
No, he was just grooming it.
I don't know.
You're telling me don't want me to shave your beard?
Wait, if I'm comatose?
Yeah.
Well, I mean... First of all, I did just shave like a couple weeks ago, but I don't know. But if I don't normally, I normally have a beard though. Vin Diesel doesn't normally have it. Wouldn't he want to wake up and look
because
like he did?
We've
before?
Only seen him because he always looks his best. Okay, for us, you know.
No, we're talking about in the movie's logic. Like he didn't have a beard beforehand
because he was looking his best. What do you mean?
You don't want him to look his best after he comes out of a coma?
Listen, Dimitri gave him what Dimitri had on him, you know? He had a pair of scissors and a little pocket knife.
The movie, I won't say this movie ever gets great, but it definitely gets more like, I'm not, the actual plot, like, I could, like, give or take, I'm going to throw it in the trash can, close the lid. But the movie itself, it's got some fun characters, you know, Big Sexy, Hollywood Jack. The main drug pit, is what is his name, like, Lemur or whatever? Mima?
I thought it was Diablo.
Well, I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, his name's Diablo.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty fun, and, like, it plays with,
I
like...
I thought it was Tommy Chong at first.
Well, that'd be a twist. I don't know. It becomes serviceable and entertaining. Like, it becomes the kind of movie that, like, it was playing on TNT, you know, you'd probably stop and watch.
I'll say this. During Bloodshot, I got bored. during this movie, I did not get bored.
I never got bored during Bloodshot.
This movie kept me engaged the whole time.
I fell asleep watching it last night.
Except for the end. I will say the ending is very bad. The ending loses me completely.
The ending, well, I mean, we're going to spoil it anyways. The ending, he should have just shot him in the fucking head and then got blown away.
Oh, you think?
That's what I think should have happened. I think it should have just been like, when he's like, it should have been like the long drawn out, like him stumbling to find him. And then he's like, this only take a second.
Oh, no, no. I like that part when he was walking through and everyone was like.
No, see, I like that. But I think after all that, it would have been great it subverted your expectations. And instead of it being like this final confrontation, he literally just pops him in the head.
Wow.
Which that happens in one of the John Wicks and it rules.
Hmm.
Where you think there's going to be like this like huge final confrontation. He's just like, nope. Pop. Which you really need to watch the jump.
Well, maybe they should do a remaster of this. Like
a George Lucas edition.
Yeah.
The CGI is his fucking brains getting blown out.
A Man Apart remastered 2020.
Jesus.
Well, I guess it would be 2023, 20 year anniversary, later. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right, that's what George Lucas did 20 years later. Remastered.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, so the things that I liked about this movie were the directing. I think F. Gary Gray actually
he's a good director.
I think he gets a lot out of Timothy Oliphant, and I think he gets a lot out of. Well, here's the thing. I think Vin Diesel's a little too angry in this movie.
He's very angry.
He's angry the entire time.
He says motherfucker so many times. He's also, like, I understand he's consumed by revenge in this movie. He gets so many people killed because he cannot hold himself together. Like, literally, I was thinking that one shootout in the middle, like, if you, like, the wreckage that he causes because he body slams that guy.
Oh, that's my, you're talking about the drug deal?
Where the guy's like, oh, killed a stupid wife.
Oh, that's my favorite scene. I loved it.
I'm just saying in terms of how much it escalates because he can't keep his cool.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, the guy, you know, I understand he's mad, you know. He's consumed by revenge for his dead wife.
He's the one who killed her. You're telling me he's not going to kill that guy?
I just dropped my phone. Hey, look at my ceiling fan.
Oh, nice.
But, I almost think it's almost comical the amount of just damage he causes.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, you gotta, you're fired.
Yeah, which is, I like that it's a lot, like, in like a worse movie, he'd be like, you're getting a promotion.
Yeah, right.
Or it'd be like, he'd be like, god damn it. And like, it'd be like Joey Pantalones in the Bad Boys movies. He'd like slam his fist on the desk.
Yeah,
like, fuck. Which that's great, like, but I'm just saying.
Joey Pants,
rest in peace.
Oh, I know, yeah.
In the movies, of course, Joey Pants is still very much with us.
So I think the other thing that was really good about this movie was the editing. I think it was edited really well. It was very quick cuts. Like, I think the fights look good. I think the gunplay, the gun fights look good.
I thought the action was okay.
I mean, I mean, it's not Bad Boys.
It felt like Michael Bay or Tony Scott light to me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What were some things you liked?
Big Sexy.
Yeah, Big Sexy.
I think Big Sexy is a great character. I liked it when he walked into the club with the Gatling gun and screamed, "Everybody, get the fuck down!"
Yeah, that was
I liked that a lot. I liked whenever Timmy Oliphant, like you said, he's great. I liked the scene with him and Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel just grabs him by the hair.
Oh,
That's pretty cool.
Or no, I think one of my favorite cuts in the movie is when they're in the desert.
Uh huh.
And I forget what he says, but they're trying to get the guy's name out of him.
Oh yeah,
and
they're burying him in the hole.
Yeah, it just does a hard cut to them. And he's all bloody. Like they didn't have to show beating him up, but they obviously.
You just know that they kicked his ass.
Yeah.
Which he's a slime ball. He deserves it. Timmy Oliphant, an underrated actor. Do you want to know what show you should watch?
Justified.
You really should watch
Justified. With the guy who played Dimitri.
Walton Goggins. Is he in it?
The guy who played Dimitri and Timothy Oliphant are in that together.
No, don't think Dimitri's in it.
That's what I just read it.
He might be a character on the show. Walton Goggins is in it, though.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Lorenz Tate and Timothy Oliphant later go on to co-star together in an episode.
Yeah, he might be in one episode.
Yeah.
But no, you should watch Justified. It is one of the best shows on television. Or it wasn't. It's over now. But him and Walton, because Walton Goggins is the other lead character. Mm. He's so good. But
some things I didn't like were the camera quality was terrible. It looked like it was filmed on one of those digital camcorders.
Yeah, it kind of did look like Sleepy Boy. It did kind of look like the Blair Witch Project at times.
And the sound quality just wasn't good.
Yeah.
Like, the sound quality was very mashed potatoes.
What'd you think about mashed potatoes?
So just it was lot. Everything was just mashed together. Like there was no good like sound design or anything.
What'd
like
you think of the Chihuahua scene?
Oh, that was awesome.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Again, Big Sexy.
Yeah.
Big Sexy's got a drug sniffing like, Chihuahua.
Go get him.
I would watch a spinoff about Big Sexy. What's his deal? I don't know. Do you know?
I don't know. I was there too.
I don't know.
But I love that he's a part. I love that he's a part of the crew.
I will say another major downside to this movie, much like Triple X, are some of the song choices. When there's the one where it cuts to them and they're playing Godsmack, I'm like, oh my God.
You know, that's just a sign of the times.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I guess movies do that nowadays. Like they would like Imagine Dragons and stuff. But like,
well, that's the thing that I didn't really like about Hustlers either. Was the track list.
I loved it. Like that drop, like my favorite moment in that movie is when beginning of the montage, it's like, it's Britney, bitch. And then it just cuts to the montage.
That's a good one. I didn't really like the Lord one at the end.
Well, I don't really know Lord's song, so I didn't know it was Lord.
Oh. The one Lord's where she's song, walking to the ATM for the last time.
The Lord's song, I know is Royals. That's Lord, right?
Yeah, I
get Lord and Lana Del Rey.
I think it was
Rey
that
mixed.
One. It was that song, actually.
Oh, well, I get Lord and Lana Del Rey mixed up.
What? How is that?
Because they're both like kind of like moody like singers, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but Lord is like pop, and Lana Del Rey is like, kind of like, what's that word?
Mellow cup.
Mellow cups. Yeah.
I mean, neither of them are Carly Rae Jepsen, so what does it matter?
So that's a man apart. And yeah, we are two mans apart.
We are. We are still apart. I don't know. Maybe before this Vin Diesel series is over, we'll be together again. Who knows? Who knows what the future holds?
I really want to do a pacifier app with you in the room.
No, well, maybe. I mean, I think what's next? I think, is it Babylon AD next? Or is it pacifier?
Well, let's check the list. I'm going to check the list. You get the questions ready.
Questions ready. All right, let me pick my brain.
Vin Diesel fuel. Let me see here.
It is the pacifier.
It is the pacifier.
All right, it might have to be a remote episode, bud.
Pacifier 2005.
We'll see where we are in 2 weeks, but
now we're almost done here because we got the pacifier, Babylon AD, and Furious 7, and then we're gonna do our
bonus episode.
Yeah.
Can we tell them? We're going to do the Riddick movies because there is no... It would be literally criminal of us to even attempt to call ourselves a Vin Diesel podcast and not talk about his Pride and Joy.
We should just first one, right?
We got to do all three.
Oh my God. Like one episode?
I mean, it could be a normal length episode.
Okay. All
right. I'm telling you, you're going to want to watch them as a Vin Diesel fan because sure, the Fast and Furious is one of his babies. Like he treasures that franchise, but Riddick from like top to bottom, like he traded the only reason he's in Tokyo Drift, I know I've said this, is because he made a deal with Universal. Give me the rights to Riddick, and I will cameo in your movie. So he owns the rights to Riddick. So any future Riddick movies, like, he is, like, completely responsible for.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's fair.
So those movies, plus those movies rule, because literally the first one, I'm not going to give away the plot, the first one's, like Aliens. Like, the second one's, like, this attempt at being, like, a giant, like, Blade Runner Star Wars movie. And then the third one is, like, what's the third? I'm trying to think of an example. But the third one's kind of like goes back to being like Aliens again, where it's like just about like monsters. Like it's just it's so good. But no, that's what we got coming up for him. And then obviously after Vin Diesel, we'll have another great actor to cover.
All right, hit me with those. Hit me with the diesel fuel.
Was Vin Diesel good in this movie?
I'm gonna say no.
He has good scenes.
I think him just being one emotion the entire movie doesn't really do it for me.
Here's the thing. As much as I wasn't a huge fan of the first chunk of the movie, I think his best moments are when he's happy with his wife. Because he's just so charming.
Yes, I agree. But
when he goes into... I don't think Vin Diesel is good at being mad all the time. If he's going to be mad all the time, it has to be like a Dominic Toretto, where there's flashes of like him being a big old goofball, you know?
At first... So his name was Sean in this movie, right?
Sean Vetter.
I swear they said Dom.
Oh, shit.
And I just about lost my mind. I was like, oh, my God.
Is this secretly a Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah. But it wasn't. Right. Then I was very disappointed.
Yeah. Vin Diesel. Do you think this movie was good for Vin Diesel?
No.
I'd say... It might have been a resume builder, like we said with Triple X, where it might have just kept him in the public eye.
That's the thing, though. I mean, he already has Triple X and Pitch Black,
Fast and the Furious,
and Fast and Furious on his resume.
That's true.
So this one, I don't think this one really did anything.
Well, it definitely doesn't come up that much when you think of Vin Diesel movies.
I didn't even know it existed.
I get it confused. There's a Bruce Willis movie called Tears of the Sun, and they both have the exact same posters. And they're both about bald men.
I thought it was, there's another movie that has the same exact poster.
It's just yellow.
Yeah. And a guy walking.
And now we both own this movie, so.
Yeah, I know.
It also, it looks like the I Am Legend poster, kind of.
That too, yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, were you gassing up on Diesel in this movie?
You know, I was. I enjoyed it. I was there with him.
He didn't leave me with an empty tank. But like he only
I gotta refill.
I went to the gas station. I was like, I'll put $10 in to get me around for a couple of days. That's what this movie did for me.
Now I just want to ask you: Do you have your original DVD copy of The Pacifier?
I never bought it.
What?
I only rented it.
Oh,
from Movie Gallery. I rented it from Movie Gallery. I didn't buy it. I'm sorry.
Everyone bought it. What are you talking about?
I didn't rent it.
I mean, what? Vin Diesel, Oscar bait. He just got gypped.
I don't know if.
That, oh my it's god! A fun, You're I about to lose it. Your mind.
I haven't watched it since I was a kid, of course. But I remember really enjoying. It's like his Kindergarten Cop. Every action star, I feel like, does the one like. You know, like kid movie,
This movie is gonna be so good.
Oh, I'm trying to think if Keanu Reeves has ever done a kids movie.
Oh, I don't know.
The Rock definitely has. We got the Tooth Fairy. Sure.
Yeah.
But speaking of The Rock, Jungle Cruise got pushed. I don't know if we talked about that.
Also, his tequila did not have a launch. I don't know if we talked about that last time.
Yeah, you can buy it, but I think it's like. It's harder to get.
It's in very select stores at the moment.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
This whole year has turned out to be a bust. But no, I mean, we still got our boy Vin.
Now, to end this episode on a positive note.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let's do an ad break here. Hey, everybody. This episode's brought to you by the Not New Movie Review. you can follow us on Twitter, .com/notnewmovie. You can go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/notnewmovie.
I used our Patreon money to buy McDonald's.
Oh, you already spent it.
$20 of it.
And I think that's all we got for that ad, right? Okay, ad time over. Yeah, that's all over. We got. Right. Now, to end this episode on a positive note.
Yeah.
Since we haven't seen each other in so long, Jeremy's now eating his headphone.
That's probably not good to do.
Yeah, it's that seems kind of gross.
What are you gonna do?
Do we want to do a birthday gift reveal?
Oh.
Or do you want to wait?
I gotta finish yours.
You gotta finish it. What is it? A painting?
I need a second piece to yours.
What?
Well, I didn't rush out to get the second piece because obviously I knew I wasn't gonna see you.
What are there two pieces? I don't understand.
It's nothing huge, but like there's one piece and there's a second piece.
Oh, it's a lightsaber.
It's not a lightsaber. Oh, okay. Don't get your hopes up that high, Jesus Christ. I will say that it does have to do with something very topical to us.
Oh man, oh it's Vin Diesel. You got me the bottom half. Now you gotta give me the top half.
You'll see. I mean, if you wanna show me yours or if you wanna wait. We'll make a deal. I'll try to get yours put together before next episode on the pacifier episode.
Oh, that would make it there so much better. Yeah. Now it's up to you. Do you want to see yours or do you want to wait?
That's up to you.
No, it's your thing.
It's up to you.
Okay, you're going to have to wait then.
All right, we'll do it on the pacifier episode. Okay. We'll make the pacifier episode front to bottom a positive celebration.
Because it's such a positive movie.
Maybe we'll both get a little tipsy, you know?
Sure.
We'll just have a good, we'll try to do it on a, I know, you know, we'll just have a great time. We can still end this on a positive, but let me think of something positive. Positive. What's something good that's happened?
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth. Well, that was like 2 days ago.
And play on Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Positive.
By the way, do you want to play after this or what?
Maybe. I need to figure out dinner after this, but I'll let you know if I want to play.
Okay.
Do I think there was some cool movie news that happened recently?
Nothing. There's no cool movie news that happened.
I don't know. Jesus Christ. Anyways.
Well, this has been the not new movie review.
Vin Diesel.
Join us next time for the pacifier.